It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. And congratulations and happy Thursday. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's a good Thursday if you're a Dodgers fan. It's a bad Thursday if you like the Yankees. We're going to talk about it. Damn it. We got some guests who are going to come through and help us talk about it as well. We got basketball going on. It's Thursday night football. It's just a wonderful Thursday. What a good day to be alive. Thank you for being alive here with me. You can always listen to the show on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can listen live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. If you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker, talk to the machine, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. So much going on, so much to discuss, so much to get into. Hey, how about this? Dodgers play-by-play guy on the radio, Tim Neverett. He's going to come through and join us next hour. Later on in the show, he covers all of baseball for Newsweek. J.P. Hornstra is going to come through and join us. As how about this? Like, the Braves ain't wasting no time. They already sent an outfielder out of the building. You know, Jorge Soler is out of the... This guy gets moved so much, he's going to the Angels. We'll talk about that later on in the show. I told you, New York Jets, Houston Texans tonight on Thursday Night Football. The Texans are 6-2, dealing with some injuries to their wide receivers. And the New York Jets are 2-6, just dealing with a lot of bruised egos. So we got a lot to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, it's real simple. You can find me everywhere. Well, I'm online at JR Sport Brief. You can call me up. You can do that, too. Got a phone? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City. And happy Halloween, everybody out there that cares, right? I saw a guy walking down the street in a... I don't even know what show it is. I've seen him before. He had a Superman outfit on with an American flag. I don't know what show it is. I saw a woman with devil horns. What else did I see? I saw Michael Myers. Yeah, I just see everybody outside. It's a day for people to be freaks and be quite open about it. Nothing wrong with that every day of the year, but today's a special day. Hickey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Like you said, today's for the freaks. Good for them.
Yeah. And shout out to all the... Yeah, shout outs to all the people who are taking their children outside. The children, this is not a day for them. Not for the freaks, for the costumes. This is for the costumes and the candy. That's what Halloween is for. So wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, please be safe and please be well. Hickey, what the hell is this you just sent me? What is this?
Oh, you like that?
Oh, my God.
We had our graphics department do a little Halloween spinoff of your face.
I was going to say, did this go online yet?
No, not yet. I just got that a few minutes ago, actually.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So you're the first person that saw it.
What? Well, let's put it up. Do you want me to put it up? You want
sure,
to put it up?
Yeah, you put it up. I'll retweet it since it's of you.
All right, I'll do that in a break so I don't screw things up. They did good, man.
Andrew Kaplan. He's the best we have. Yeah, he did a very good job. Make you look like a robot, man.
Yeah. Am I a robot or am I a zombie? Right? I don't know what I am.
I kind of got robot vibes, but is it more zombie? I guess zombie would make more sense for Halloween theme.
I like how my curls are also incorporated here. They grayed out my curls and made me look evil. Very nice.
Yeah,
thank you,
Hickey. More zombie, you're right.
What about you? Did you get one?
I did not get one. I'm not special enough.
Oh, man, you need to get one, man. You not dressed up in the studio?
As some would say, every day is Halloween with the way I look. So
for you?
For me.
Nothing special?
Nothing special, no, sir.
Yeah, me neither. I don't give a damn. I do not care. I don't care. I don't care. I said what I said. If you're going to dress up today and be, you know, wild about, do it every day. Just do it every day. Why not? Care about no Halloween? I don't care. I got on Nike shorts, Nike shoes, and I got a Hawks hoodie on. So, you know.
Oh, just, so you are dressed up today. Dressed up like a loser.
Oh, well, thanks. Is that a Hawks
yes,
joke?
Yes, that's a Hawks. That's not okay. A yes. Right. Well, and a you joke.
I had a whole conversation today with somebody how the Hawks have lost They lost two games. They lost to the Wizards twice this week. How do you do that?
That's very bad.
He lost to the Wizards twice. Yeah, I should have put a tray. I don't have one. No reason for me to ever wear one. Oh, although, Hickey, before I wore this, I did have a Hawks jersey. I wore a Hawks baseball jersey earlier today.
That sounds pretty fresh.
Yeah. Wow. I should have worn a Trae Young jersey. And people would have been calling me a loser all day long. Yeah. Anyway, let's start the show off by talking about a group and a team. Not of losers. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They came back to beat the New York Yankees yesterday. The final score, 7-6. You might remember, by the time we walked out of the studio here yesterday, the Yankees were leading 5-0. And then things went to hell in the fifth inning. We had errors. We had drops. We had misplays on the bases. Anything that you could imagine bad that could happen, happened. Because Gerrit Cole was dealing. And then Aaron Judge dropped a pop fly. And then Volpe couldn't get the ball fast enough to get an out at third base. And then Rizzo and Cole, neither one of them covered first base. Bottom line is the Yankees blew a game. And now their season is over. And congratulations to the Dodgers. They won their eighth title. Their seventh since they left Brooklyn to go out to Los Angeles. Dave Roberts now has his second title. This team has its second title under Dave Roberts. At least they have a chance to celebrate this one. Because the last one they won was in COVID. That was in 2020. It took the Dodgers four more years and, I don't know, almost $1.2 billion in salary just to come through and win a World Series. Who says you can't buy a championship anymore? The Yankees have tried, but they failed. I mean, outside of Stanton and in Soto, they blew it. Congratulations. Freddie Freeman walks away as MVP. Record-tying 12 RBIs in the World Series. Six consecutive World Series games with a home run dating back to his time in Atlanta. This was a big deal. Let's keep in mind here, Freddie Freeman, I'll tell you, he never wanted to leave here in Atlanta. Atlanta was kind of ready to move on from Freddie, and Freddie had to move to L.A. He told everybody as much. I didn't want to leave, but I did. Freddie Freeman, he talked about what he learned the most about himself this season, had some tough times with his family, his kids, and his leg was busted up a few weeks ago. Now he's hitting home runs, and his man won a World Series all over the place. Listen to Freddie Freeman.
I would say a lot in so many different ways. I wish I'd never had to go through what we did as a family, but ultimately Maximus is doing really, really well right now. He's a special boy, but it has been a grind for 3 months. It really has. It's been a lot. And then obviously with the injuries at the end, it makes it all worth it kind of in the end. I mean, I'll never compare Maximus to baseball. I won't. It's just two separate things. But with him doing really well now, it does mean a little bit extra.
Yeah, you got a balanced family in the base. He's had a rough year. They got a parade tomorrow in downtown Los Angeles, if it still exists. We'll get to that in a second. And he gets a chance to enjoy it with his family. This is cool, man. Dave Roberts, I told you about this man, now won his second World Series title with the Dodgers. This man was on that Red Sox team. We spoke to Johnny Damon last night. Dave Roberts was there as well, helping to beat the Yankees in the ALCS. Dave Roberts is just happy for Shohei, except for Shohei has a busted shoulder, only batted 2-for-19. Be happy for him anyway. He's no longer an Angel.
I'm thrilled. You know, there's, 6 years in the States, arguably the best player in the big leagues. And so he committed to us and he wanted to play for a championship. And so for it to kind of come to fruition in his first year is pretty remarkable. And what Shohei's done to our ball club, the Dodger fan base, domestically, globally, I just don't think you can quantify. And he's just such a good guy. He was playing with one arm in the postseason. And so most guys would probably tap out, but he was going to be not denied at playing and posting and being in the lineup. And so for him to, you know, hoist that World Series trophy. That's something he dreamed of, I'm sure, for quite some time.
Oh, good for him. What a year. Come on, Freddie Freeman had one hell of a year. What about Shohei Ohtani? This man is going to pick up his first National League MVP on this side of the baseball world. This guy got robbed. Well, Hickey, how long was he getting robbed for? A year? Something like that?
A very long time, because he lost a lot of money.
This guy is a Dave Roberts is sitting around lying to everybody. Oh, he's hurting. And other guys would attack. This guy doesn't feel pain. Like a Terminator out there. I know they keep cutting him open to fix his arm. He's going to be pitching next year. Imagine this. We didn't even see the guy throw a baseball. He just saw, I just hit 50 home runs and stole 50 bases. Big deal. Wait until I pitch next year. What a freak this guy is. Good for Shohei Ohtani. Good for him. People were thinking he was lying, cheating, and stealing money early this year. And he ends it with a championship. Good for him. Congratulations as well to Walker Buehler. This man came on in relief last night to shut out or finish off the New York Yankees. Walker Buehler busted up, coming back from injury. Stunk earlier on in the postseason. But they relied on him. They counted on him to finish things off yesterday. Dave Roberts threw him out there. This man hasn't appeared as a reliever since he was a rookie in 2018, Walker Buehler. He's like, yeah. He's like, we finally won. We got it done. Leave us alone. Give us a break about our COVID title. He told this to Fox.
Obviously, for me personally, huge. Two years off, two surgeries. It's a lot. For our organization, we deserve this. We've been playing really good baseball for a lot of years and 2020 and whatever, but they can't say a whole lot about it now.
Well, forget their stupid championship in 2020. Not stupid, but forget their stupid championship. Yeah, I agree with him on the other part about 2020. It can go straight to hell. I never want to go back to that year. Who does? Nobody. Hickey, you want to go back to 2020?
No.
Want to walk down the supermarket with nobody in there, nothing out, nobody outside, and damn.
Hopefully we never have to hear the word social distancing ever again. Remember that?
Oh, my God. What's the opposite of social distancing?
Social cluttering, coming together.
You like that better? The New York subway, you like that better?
I'll take the New York subway every day over social distancing and being locked in your house every damn day.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. Listen, Aaron Judge, he may be locked in his house. You think he's spending the summer in New York? Or is he just disappearing off the face of the earth for a while?
He is going, I think, far, far, far away for a very long time.
Yeah, Aaron Judge. Oh, my God. You knew from when he dropped that ball, and they had Tommy Canley out there throwing that changeup, could not find the strike zone to save his life. You kind of knew it was over from the New York Yankees from there. They couldn't find life. And then when you knew that the bottom of their order was going to come up and hope to try to tie the game, it was just awful. They were pretty much cooked from there. And so just a wild year for the Dodgers. Congratulations to them. They've dealt with so many injuries to their starters, the pitchers, the lineup. It's been a rough year for the Dodgers. And a man who won MVP, Freddie Freeman, he says, you know what? We're the Dodgers. We came out on top. We beat the tough times.
Seems like we hit every speed bump possible over the course of this year. And to overcome what we did as a group of guys, it's special. And this is what we start out to do every single spring training, is to win a championship.
Good for them. One of the best teams money can buy. I'm happy for the Dodgers. I'm happy for the Dodgers and their fans. Not the ones who lost their minds last night. I don't know what it is when it comes to fans. You win a championship, and why you got to destroy stuff? Yeah, I get it. You want to have a drink, and you want to have a shot, and you want to have too much. I understand it. Don't do it and drive, though. Do not do it and drive. But the fact is, why do we got to take it to another level? Oh, yeah, the Dodgers won in New York. They flew back hours later. But while they were flying in the air, the Dodger fans were lighting up the entire area near Dodger Stadium in downtown, which is just south of Dodger Stadium. Take a listen to this from KCAL News.
Celebrate responsibly, but LAPD went on tactical alert in downtown LA and Echo Park as fans, as you said, got a little out of control after the Dodgers World Series win. Cars were vandalized, store was looted, and a Metro bus was set on fire. Take a look. You're going to see this huge column of flames coming from a Metro bus completely engulfed this morning at about midnight 30. This is at the intersection of Sunset and Echo Park, not far from Dodger Stadium. Now, LAPD and LA City Fire were called here for a large group of people celebrating the World Series win when LAPD says a portion of that group blocked the Metro bus and attempted to light it on fire.
Well, come on now. Whoever won something and said, you know what I want to do? I want to light a city bus on fire. And of course, you couldn't see it because it's the radio. The flames shooting out the top of this bus, to me, from eyeshot, looked to be like two stories in the air, two, three stories. This is a big-ass fireball. And there were five people on the bus. God bless them. They lived and they got off of the bus. But what about baseball makes you want to set a bus on fire? Help me out here. Was XYZ on the bus, but use your imagination. I'm not going to say who it is because he doesn't pitch for the Red Sox anymore. Hickey, why would somebody want to light a bus on fire? Why would anybody want to do that?
That's insane. That is absolutely insane. I hope they find the person. That there's nothing. I mean, I don't even know what would possess you to think that's a good idea. We're going to celebrate by stopping a bus and lighting it on fire? What are they doing?
They were looting. People were looting. What else comes with looting? They were looting, loitering. I guess some people were being violent. Yeah. And then they lit a bus on fire. I don't know.
Destroying.
Yeah, do something stupid to hurt yourself. Why hurt other people?
Wow.
Well, go ahead. Say something.
Did you see a video?
What happened?
Of hurting yourself? A Dodgers fan set up a firework, and let's just say.
Oh, no. Did they get the JPP?
That's what it looked like.
Oh, my God.
That's what it looked like.
Hey, how'd you blow your hand off? Well, Dodgers won the World Series for the eighth time. And,
think how stupid that sounds.
You know, I just decided to celebrate by lighting a firework and it blew my hand off. Oh, my God. Oh, Hickey, you know what? There is not enough alcohol. There's not enough alcohol that would possess me to do such a thing. None.
I'm with you. Agreed.
I did see that they said 12 people were arrested. I think across the county, that seems kind of low. Maybe in the downtown area, maybe in like a couple block vicinity, 12 people were arrested. There are better ways to celebrate. Like, I don't know, going home and making babies. A lot of babies. What? It'd be a lot of babies born. I don't know. What's 9 months from now? What month are we in? This is October?
October.
Yeah, I don't know. Help me do math.
September?
June?
Like August?
June of next year?
No, I think like August.
July,
right?
August.
Maybe June. Yeah, I think probably right June.
Yeah, because we're in the 10th month of the year, right? And so if we go to like the 9th month of next year automatically, that's September. You subtract 2. And September minus 2 is what? Is that July?
July. Okay, so right in the middle.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, there should be babies made. Lots of July babies. Name them Freddie and... Freddie, Shohei, and Mookie.
Mookie.
Yeah, name all your babies after them. Congratulations to the Dodgers. And the Yankees, well, it'd be a lot of babies made in New York anyway. It's New York City. Nothing better to do but make babies. Right, Hickey? No response. Yeah, Hickey agrees. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we are not lighting any buses on fire. We're going to talk more about the disaster side of things with the New York Yankees. Yes, there is Thursday Night Football. We got the Houston Texans trying to figure out who's going to be on the receiving end of passes tonight as they take on the miserable New York Jets. Hey, it might look, or we actually might see Joel Embiid sooner than later. Joe Burrow says, don't ask me about the trade deadline because that's not my job. Giannis Antetokounmpo, there's words that he might be traded at some point over the next several months, maybe over the next year. We got J.P. Hornstra joining us from Newsweek to talk some baseball. And then next hour, we're going to have a chat with Tim Neverett, Dodgers radio play-by-play. We're just getting warmed up. No buses lit on fire. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Man, this song tells the story. Oh, my goodness. I know somebody who's feeling the pressure last night. Feeling the pressure all World Series. It was Aaron Judge in 5 World Series games, 4-18. A batting average of .222. Let me remind you, this isn't just some bum. This isn't some guy at the bottom of the lineup. This is Aaron Judge. This is the best player on the Yankees, right? It's not Soto, right? It's this guy. He's going to win American League MVP. His average in the regular season was .322. This man hit 58 home runs. He had 144 RBIs. He was cranking. The biggest OPS. This is a bad man. Except in the World Series and except in the postseason when he stunk. His average in total for the postseason. Aaron Judge batted .184 in 14 games. No, that's not good. That is not cool. And when you think about it, when it comes postseason time, the Yankees didn't make it last year, by the way. But since 2020, Aaron Judge has a batting average of .147. What is that? .147? I know hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do. You're a success if you bat, I don't know, .260, .270. You're good. You're excellent if you start getting at over .300. Oh, my God. You're amazing if you're hanging out way over it. Amazing. Hall of Fame. .147. And I get it. The pitching is better in the postseason, but that's pathetic, pathetic. So Aaron Judge made everybody excited yesterday. He hit a home run. And then he dropped the ball in the 5th inning. That kind of opened up the floodgates for the Yankees to just turn Yankee Stadium. I know today's Halloween. Last night in the Bronx, New York, it was a house of horrors. Pathetic for the Yankees yesterday. There's so many mistakes and miscues, and there's a bad combination for Aaron Judge. I don't know. Is he on a plane to Europe right now? I don't know. If I was him, I'd be gone. I'd get my wife and I'd leave. Hey, babe, we're leaving. Hickey, when you make $36 million a year, you can just get up and go where you want, right?
You can buy your own beach, tell nobody about it, and just hide in seclusion.
Yeah, I'd be gone right now. Be hanging out with my wife on the beach doing beach things. Aaron Judge, in simple terms yesterday. He said we blew this opportunity. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we just didn't get the job done. You know, just a couple mistakes along the way. That hurt us, but like I said, we didn't finish it. You know, guys had some great years this year. You know, it was fun playing with this group of guys. You know, they really came together.
Yeah, it was fun unless they were committing errors, or base running mistakes, concentration. I don't know. Might be some changes with the Yankees, right? Could be some changes. Juan Soto's going to be a free agent. He's telling everybody, listen, I may not be sticking around after this. I'm here for all the teams. Damn, bro. Straight business. I wonder what he really thinks. Here, let's listen to Juan Soto. He was asked, is this your last game as a New York Yankee in Yankee Stadium?
Is this your last time in pinstripes? Do you think about that at all?
Yeah. You never know, man. At the end of the day, we will see where we are. Definitely tough game to be my last one, but really happy with what we accomplished as a team.
Oh, yeah. Well, ain't nobody else happy. You played yourself into, what, a $600 million contract? $550 million? This man turned down so many different contracts from Washington and San Diego. And now he can make as much money as he wants now. He's the winner. Yeah, he ain't win no commissioner's trophy. He already won a World Series, by the way, with Washington. Helped them win that. He was a kid, a teenager. He's like, I won a World Series. I'm good. Now it's time for me to get my money. Somebody else making tons of money. Gerrit Cole. Yeah, mistakes all over the place. Judge drops a ball. Easy ball in center field. Anthony Rizzo and Gerrit Cole don't know who's on first. Neither of them. And Gerrit Cole, he answers a question about why he wasn't on first base trying to get a run out.
I took a bad angle to the ball. I wasn't sure really off the bat how hard he hit it. I took a direct angle to it as if to cut it off because I just didn't know how hard he hit it. And, you know, by the time the ball got by me, you know, I was not in a position to cover first. So, I mean, neither of us were, you know, based on the spin of the baseball and him having to secure it and you know, just a bad read off the bat.
Yeah, bad. When it's bad, it's bad. When things get bad, they get worse. New York Yankees haven't won a championship since 2009. We talked about it last night. Johnny Damon was right here with us on the air. He was on that team with a bunch of guys who feel like they've been happily retired for a long time now. Alex Rodriguez was on that team. This man is trying to buy the Timberwolves with somebody else's money. A little bit of his. Derek Jeter was on that team. Been retired. Derek Jeter has been with the Marlins, quit the Marlins. Marlins quit him. Now he's on television. He got like more kids. Playboy Derek Jeter. CeCe Sabathia was on that team. The fat version. Now CeCe Sabathia looks like Mr. Olympia. Come on. Johnny Damon was on that team. We spoke to him. He still looks like Johnny Damon. Drink A game. That's what he wanted me to tell you. AJ Burnett, I don't know what the hell he does. I know he was there for a first pitch. Yeah, 2009 since the Yankees won a World Series. And what is Brian Cashman going to say now? Manager, general manager of the New York Yankees. You going to blame the Houston Astros for this one? They need some depth. This team stinks. Yeah, they went to the World Series, but what they did, the warts, they showed up at the worst time. Defensive lapses and need a little bit more variety in the offense. Still, even to this day, we don't know if the Yankees are going to be back. Oh, let me not just say that. They didn't just miss out on winning the World Series. This was their first World Series appearance since 2009. And for that, you can't just keep on blaming the Astros. You can't do it. At least the New York Liberty won a championship, what, 2 weeks ago? Good for them. At least New York has one champ. Thank you so much to the New York Liberty, because the New York Yankees, hey, they did not get the job done. And Aaron Judge, he says losing this one, he's not just going to forget it. He is going to take this to his grave.
I think falling short in the World Series will stick with me until I die, probably. I think just like every other loss, you know, those things don't go away. You know, they're battle scars along the way. And, you know, hopefully my career is over. We got a lot of battle scars, but also a lot of victories along the way, too.
All right, good luck, bro. Good luck. You never know. You may never win a championship. It ain't for everybody. Come on. Not everybody wins a title. I think at this point, if Aaron Judge can pick up one, God bless him. Hopefully he's not some old, grizzled veteran at the end of the bench. The guy is already, what, 31 years old? Think he's just going to get younger and younger as the years goes on? The answer is no. Good luck to the New York Yankees in the future. Maybe you can be as good as the Dodgers. Maybe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of, I can't even say dynasties. Speaking of a prestigious organization that hasn't won a title in a long time, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have some news on Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys are going to take on my team, the Falcons. Going to be here in Georgia. Is Micah Parsons going to play? Is he going to help them turn their season around? We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, we got some football tonight. Yeah, Thursday night football, the Houston Texans taking on the New York Jets. Got that matchup in, I don't know, about 90 minutes from now? We'll talk about that game at the top of the hour. Two teams going in completely different directions. One team is 6-2, the other team is 2-6. What a disappointing year for the New York Jets, but we'll get to them at the top of the hour. Right now, let's talk about the other team in Texas. Pretty hilarious in the offseason. Everybody kind of looked at the Texans and said, oh, yeah, that's the best team in Texas right now. It ain't the Dallas Cowboys. Because the Dallas Cowboys did what exactly in the offseason? Exactly. And I know that's not something that Jerry Jones wants to discuss too much. Otherwise, he's going to start cursing out the radio personalities in Dallas, if you ask him. The Cowboys are flat. They got a record of 3-4. They just lost to a team in San Francisco that's missing quite a few of its most amazing offensive players. Christian McCaffrey should be back soon after bye week. And the Dallas Cowboys will be taking on Atlanta next. And speaking of decimated, the Cowboys have their own issues. And this isn't why they're stinking to join up. I think it's the fact that they're flat. I mean, when you bring in Ezekiel Elliott, who has nothing left in the tank, you're going to be flat. You're going to run nowhere. Brought in Dalvin Cook. They activated Dalvin Cook. I think these guys are like 5 years too late in adding both of these running backs. But Michael Parsons is gone. He's missed the past four games. He has a high ankle sprain. He hasn't played since September 26th. It's bad. But he can't sit around and do his podcast every week. He can't sit around and do his podcast and tell you that, I don't know, somebody like Anthony Richardson needs media training. He can't sit around and even tell everybody that his own quarterback, Dak Prescott, isn't one of the best in the league? What? Michael Parsons, yeah, he got the show on Bleacher Report. He was sitting around with Trayvon Diggs. They were talking about responding to that reporter after the locker room and all of this. And Michael Parsons and Trayvon, they were talking about the best quarterbacks in the league, their top eight. And there was no Dak in there? Listen to this.
Where would you rank him among quarterbacks right now? I would say he's definitely top 10.
Higher.
You think he's top five?
For sure. Who else you going to put in there?
Give us your top five right now.
I'm going to go him. I'm going to go Mahomes.
Mar. Got to have Mar.
Yeah. Lamar. Josh Allen. Jalen playing pretty good right now, too.
Jared Goff is a top five quarterback right now.
And Matthew Stafford. I love how Matthew Stafford played a quarterback position.
Sam Darnold could be in the top five conversation right now.
Yeah, Sam Darnold looking crazy, too. So it's hard as a lot of good quarterbacks right now.
Hickey, why do they do this? Why do they sit down and do this stuff?
Because they're not a serious team. That's why.
At what point is this I guess it's not possible. Maybe down the future it can collectively be bargained. And even as a consumer, as a fan, as a listener, can we have one day where the teams in the league say, and maybe this is best, maybe this is great marketing, right? You don't want to slow down your guys from being more popular and making more money. Shouldn't we have it that active athletes who are under contract, they're going to refrain from, I don't want to say unauthorized media, but starting podcasts and things like this, that'll never happen though, right? That's too much. Can't do that.
I know it doesn't happen that often, but maybe that's the next wave, or maybe it's not in the CBA, but maybe it's in a contract. You know, like, hey, we're going to give you $600 million, but what you can't do is start your own podcast, at least during the season or while you're playing.
Right. Has to be. Like, we can't have Aaron Rodgers dissecting the New York Jets. Michael Parsons taking crap on other people and dissing his own court. Like, what are we doing? Like, it's fun for me, but there comes a point in time where it's just like, where's the focus? And you can do whatever the hell you want in your free time, I guess, but when it's detrimental to the team, I don't know about that. This makes the Dallas Cowboys look like even more of a joke, which is the funny part. I told you Michael Parsons, this man has been out with a high ankle sprain. He can sit around and do a podcast because you don't need your ankle to do that. Micah Parsons is not going to play football this weekend. He's not. Mike McCarthy said we will not see him on the field chasing down Kirko Cousins. No.
Mike will be, he'll be working with Britt today. He's still in a rehab group, so he will not practice.
Last week you talked about, you know, having to pass a threshold to play and needing to do some on Saturday. Is it different when a guy hasn't played in four games? Is, you know, does he need to be on the practice field more so than just be?
I mean, he's here. He's in the meetings, you know. So, yeah, I mean, until they clear, you know, the return to play with Britt, you know, I really don't even, you know, entertain that thought. So, and he's not quite there yet.
Oh, man. This stuff is hilarious. The Dallas Cowboys are funny. What a team going. They are 3-4. They are going nowhere. Washington is better than them. Philadelphia is better than them. Between the Giants and the Cowboys, at least they're not the New York Giants. I know there's a lot of people that can't stand Dak Prescott, but at least they have a quarterback. The New York Giants don't know who the next QB is. The general manager's son was trying to move their quarterback out of the building as soon as possible. Come on now. And by the way, it's not just Micah Parsons who's hurt. DeMarcus Lawrence is on injured reserve. Deron Bland has been dealing with a foot issue. Oh, Trayvon Diggs, Mr. I want to yell at reporters before I even take my pads off and take a shower. He didn't practice today because of a calf issue. I need the Dallas Cowboys to just be real bad. Not the 12. 12 wins is good every year. 12-5, 12-5, 12-5. That's good. I need the Dallas Cowboys to just be real bad. If you're going to sink, just really sink. Be real bad. So bad where even Jerry Jones could recognize that, no, you're not, have not been in the same pack as the Kansas City Chiefs. That's what Jerry Jones needs. And what the Cowboys will look like come January? I cannot wait for that disaster. Mike McCarthy will be fired. Staff will be fired. Who knows who he tries to bring on? I don't know. But does Bill Belichick want to deal with this? I don't know. But this Dallas Cowboys season is going exactly as we thought it would. Everybody's a lame duck except for Dak. Oh, yeah, and the wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, he got paid. Everybody else, just you can start looking for a new job. I think a lot of these players and probably people on the staff, they already have. And so quite crazy. You know, we have these storied franchises in sports. You can take a look at the Dallas Cowboys. You can take a look at the New York Yankees. Yeah, they can make money. They can peddle you nostalgia. They can sell you on history and prestige and the star and we're the Yankees and glitz and glamour clean and nothing like them. Where the wins at? Where are they? When people look at the New York Yankees, they say, oh, 2009, oh, that's the last time. Well, how many people George Steinbrenner would have fired if he was still alive? Hick, you think Aaron Boone would have still been the Yankees manager this long?
He would have been fired probably, when was he hired, 2018? He would have been fired probably after 2019.
Yeah, right off of television. Well, they hired him off. I don't even think George Steinbrenner would have hired him off of TV.
Hired another former player?
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
Did we bring Don Mattingly back again?
Yeah, maybe he would have. And fired him. At least he would have got hired twice.
That's true.
I hired him twice. You know, I think about Aaron Boone. You think they're going to keep him on as manager, right? They're just going to improve the roster, same old Yankee stuff?
Oh, yeah. He's not getting fired. Cashman's not getting fired. I mean, this is the best year they've had under the regime. They're not moving off of him now.
I didn't listen to the fans today. Were the Yankee fans yelling and screaming for them to get the boot?
I heard one Yankee fan this morning saying, get rid of Aaron Judge. Strip him of the captaincy, take his pinstripes off of him, and get him out of here.
Oh, my God. It's the same numbskulls that tried to rip the ball out of Mookie Betts' hand. The same guys, right?
No. Probably.
And New York fans, New York Yankee fans, super geniuses, fire everybody. Yeah, it's, let's see if the a New York Yankee fan would ask for Shohei Ohtani to be traded from the Dodgers to the Yankees. Yeah, let's trade Judge for Ohtani. Yeah, okay. All right.
Who says no, JR?
Oh, I don't know. You got to ask the Yankee fans. They'd have an answer for you on that one.
Do you know who says no? Both.
Oh, okay.
Right. Dodger fans that want a struggling star in the postseason, and neither Yankee fans.
Oh, at one point, they were 2-for-15 together, right?
They were both pretty bad.
Yeah, one guy got an excuse. His arm popped out of his socket. Excuse, right? Excuse. Oh, okay. All right. I think he was hurt. They need to re-up him. It doesn't matter. Ohtani is going to have a 40-40 season next year and have 15 starts with a 3.5 ERA. I'll take it. I keep Judge, though. He'll be okay. Not in the postseason. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Texans and the struggling New York Jets. Don't move. It's Thursday Night Football.